Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting second, the left fielder, George Altman. Batting third, the right fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Al Heist. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting eighth, the catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the St. Louis Cardinals, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting second, the right fielder, Joe Cunningham. Batting third, the left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Bill White. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Curt Flood. Batting eighth, the catcher, Hal Smith. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Larry Jackson. And now, play ball. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer takes first base on ball four. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Javier catches it and throws to first to double up Zimmer. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a line drive into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann takes first base on ball four. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a line drive into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Curt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth takes first base on ball 4. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Zimmer hits a line drive into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Banks reaches second base with a double. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauschi strikes out. Two outs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist is 0 for 1 in the game. Heist hits a line drive towards short. Spencer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomas. Cunningham reaches second base with a double. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cunningham moves to third. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Santo reaches second base with a double. El Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap is 0 for 1 in the game. Tap bunts between the mound and first base. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tap for the out. Santo moves to third. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ellsworth is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Zimmer hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flood moves to second. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Flood moves to third. Smith moves to second. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flood scores. Smith scores. Jackson moves to third. Javier moves to second. It's 2 to nothing, Cardinals. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Don Elston now pitching. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Niemann strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomas who is chasing the ball. Boyer reaches third base with a triple. Jackson scores. Javier scores. Cunningham goes all the way around to score. It's 5 to nothing, Cardinals. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin now playing left field. John Glenn now playing right field. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Banks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mark Freeman now pitching. Mo Thacker now catching. Bob Will now playing right field. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6 to nothing, Cardinals. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 2 in the game. Flood hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bauschi for the out. One out. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist is 0-for-2 in the game. Heist hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heist moves to second. Alex Grammas now playing third base. Mo Thacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thacker hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a line drive into right field. Glenn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Javier hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Zimmer strikes out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Murphy pinch hits for Mark Freeman. Danny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Drott now pitching. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-3 in the game. Flood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spencer moves to second. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with draught covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grammas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-3 in the game. Bauschi hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heist hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.